For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News politics editor Corey Valancourt. It hasn't even been a week since Congressman Madison Cawthorn announced he would run in North Carolina's newly drawn 13th district. In his current district, the political consequences of his decision are only just beginning to emerge. New maps drawn by the Republican-dominated General Assembly didn't contain many surprises. Then Madison Cawthorn made his announcement on November 11th.
We have a unique opportunity to increase conservative leadership in North Carolina. I have every confidence in the world that regardless of where I run, the 14th Congressional District will send a patriotic fighter to D.C. But knowing the political realities of the 13th District, I am afraid that another establishment go-along-to-get-along Republican would prevail there. I will not let that happen. I will be running for Congress in the 13th Congressional District.
House Speaker Tim Moore almost immediately ruled himself out of the race in the 13th. That all but ensures Cawthorn will take that seat in the heavily Republican district. Some of Cawthorn's potential constituents in the 13th district aren't exactly excited about the prospect. Susan Tillis, wife of U.S. Senator Tom Tillis, said on Twitter that voters in the new 13th district didn't need any intervention from Cawthorn and are capable of making their own decisions. And some Republicans in Cawthorn's current district weren't happy with the move either. Former Cherokee County GOP chair Shannon Greathead said on Facebook that Cawthorn had disappointed a great many of his supporters and that he was now part of the swamp. But there were already at least 11 other candidates from both parties lined up to run against Cawthorn in the 14th district, which is currently the 11th but will be renumbered for next year. Buncombe County Commissioner Jasmine Beach Ferrara was the first Democrat to jump in back in March.
Well, this is entirely consistent with the unfortunate approach that Madison Cawthorn has taken since he got in office. He has turned his back on the people of Western North Carolina by failing to represent us and fight for the types of policies we need.
Western North Carolina Democrats won't have Madison Cawthorn to kick around anymore, but his departure now leaves the race wide open. Beach Ferrara has raised $1 million, nearly triple the amount of money as the other five Democrats combined, and says she remains focused on running the same campaign she's been running all year long.
We believe that starts with getting out there and meeting people where they are. That's why we're knocking doors in every county across the district and doing a lot of listening.
Rod Honeycutt is a retired Army colonel and one of three Republicans who signed up to run against Cawthorn in the primary election before Cawthorn announced he was leaving. Like Beach Ferrara, Honeycutt says he's not going to change how he's campaigning either.
We're going to keep meeting one to four different venues a day and continue to tell our message that we are running on knowledge we've gained, experience we've gained, and leadership experience we've gained through 37 years of service, focusing more on the issues of Western North Carolina.
Then there's the American Muckrakers Pack, better known as FireMadison.com. They've raised more than $40,000 with the aim of removing Cawthorn from office. PAC President David Wheeler said they'd anticipated Cawthorn's move and immediately launched a website called Chicken Cawthorn.
Every day, every second is about Madison in his own mind. And so he skips town, chickens out, and moves to a new district, assuming the voters in that district are just idiots.
They've also bought two chicken costumes and plan to trail Cawthorn to campaign events, trolling him by handing out fried chicken. Other Republicans and Democrats are expected to jump into the 14th district race now that Cawthorn's gone, especially Republicans. Big names like Michelle Woodhouse, Senator Chuck Edwards, and Senator Kevin Corbin have been mentioned, but stay tuned. It will all come down to the candidate filing period, which begins in early December. However, if the new maps are ruled unconstitutional due to pending lawsuits, all of this could become moot. I'm Smoky Mountain News politics editor Corey Valancourt, BPR News.